GreatSuccess.com.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. Be exalted in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray that you bless everyone. Let everyone receive the staying power and the ability to bounce up to next levels in life and destiny as a result of this episode today, in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic remains rebounds, with the caption finding staying power and ability to bounce up to next levels in life and destiny. We are welcome to this episode today. Let's do a quick recap of what we did last week. And the topic last week was how to release our greatness. And we were able to see the parable of the sower. How people may not be able to fulfill their destiny because, you know, some people allow the words of God to fall by the wayside. People do not take what God has told them, the visions God has told them. They do not take it serious. And, you know, we did many more even in the previous week, how we were able to understand that it's not too late for you and I if we are not older than Abraham or older than Moses at 80, and we can still obtain the promise even if you are 100, just like Abraham. And then you and I are not too young, even as long as you are not younger than 17. Joseph was just 17. If you are not younger than Jesus at 12, and if you are older than 16, if you are older than 12 or older than 17, then you are super qualified. And we went higher to understand that there were even kings who reigned at 7, 8, 12, 16, and so on in the Bible. So none of us is either too young or too old. So today we are looking at finding staying power and ability to bounce up to next levels in life and destiny. Our anchor scripture today is Genesis 26, 18 to 22. And it tells us the story of Isaac. How Isaac digged again the wells of water. Now, this is the story. During the years of Abraham, the Philistines somehow were just envious of Abraham. And I think as soon as Abraham left, they began to seal up the waters he dug. Now, the question that comes to my mind is this. The water is useful for everyone. Why must you seal it up? And that's what we see a lot of people do today. If they can't partake of your blessing, they want to destroy it. So they began to seal up the wells. And Isaac, because he was getting stronger and stronger, he began to dig up those wells again. That is, he began to rebound. He began to dig those wells again. Those were supposed to be a closed case, but he began to open them up. And he said he called them the names that his father also called them. And then in verse 19 of that Genesis 26, it says, "And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headmen, saying, 'The water is ours.' And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him." You know, they began to fight him. "No, the water is ours." He left it alone. And you would think Isaac would get tired. No, he didn't get tired. In verse 21, it says, "And they digged another well." They still fought him on that one. He left it. He went again and dug another one until they didn't fight with him again. So the same thing in life. There may be challenges over challenges that may come. In fact, it may be in the same direction. This time around, it's just in the direction of digging well of water. However, Isaac did not get tired. He found staying power and he dug again. Do you have any challenge in your life, in your business, in your career, in any area that has been coming over and over again? In this case, it wasn't in any other area. It was just in the area of wells of water. And guess what? He has so many cattle to feed with water. However, as they were sealing it up, he found staying power. He was digging again. As they were sealing it up, he was digging again. As they were sealing it up, he was digging again. He did not give up. He found the staying power and ability to bounce up to next levels. And he was able to get to his railroad. And nobody disturbed him again. If you look at the fathers of faith, people troubled and troubled and troubled. Some people, they said, give him 2 years. Give him 5 years. everything will close up. Now, they've left them alone. They can't even see anything again because they've overcome and overcome and overcome. The same thing for you and I. What challenge are you facing? Has it been repeating itself over and over again? You've prayed, you've fasted, you've done all those things. All you need today is to find staying power and ability. Staying power and ability. So today, we're going to look at some terms. Number one is finding. The first word is to find it. That means it could be there and someone may not find it. How do we know this? People commit suicide. There are people who are going through worse things. Have you ever heard about super rich people committed suicide? They have almost everything going well for them. But inside of them, there is no more strength. And then they gave up. Just like Jesus when he was crucified. The Bible says he gave up the ghost. If he didn't give up the ghost, the devil cannot take his life from him. Some people have given up. Some people have said, you know what? I'm done. I've tried and tried. I've done this business over and over again. I've prayed over that issue over and over again. So you know what? Let's just maintain status quo. No. Find it. The Bible said about Jesus that he found from the word of God what God said about him. Find staying power. The next term is staying power. What is staying power? That is talking about resilience. Being able to stand. You know, the Bible tells us about two buildings. It said there is one that is built on the rock, that the storms of life came, challenges came, everything came. And then that house could not stand. And then there's another one that because he has built himself on the word of God, he found staying power. Challenges came, everything came. When storms came, floods came, everything came, they couldn't do anything. They just said, leave him alone. That is how the challenges of life will leave you alone. In the name of Jesus, as you begin to find staying power, you will see that you can stand. It will look as if that challenge, you know what, let me just give up. I can't take it again. It's a lie. You can take more than that. The life of a child of God is super elastic. You can expand. You can get strong. And unlike normal elastic bands and all that are cut off, you will not cut because you will even develop more strength and become stronger. And then the third term today is ability. That is talking about power. The Bible talks about power beyond your power. You need ability. See, without strength, the Bible says, if someone fails in the days of challenges, the days of adversity, it's because his strength is not enough. You need ability. And then the next term today is to bounce. Now, use ball. When you bounce a ball on the floor and it bounces up, that's what we are talking about here. To bounce. If you want to make a ball go up, just bounce it on the hard floor. It will bounce up. And then the next thing is up. You are not just bouncing anyhow. You are bouncing up. You can be on a second story of a building and bounce a ball and it goes down. No, we are not talking about that kind of bouncing today. We are talking about the one that goes up. Then the next term today is next levels. So that means now maybe you've looked at your life. There are no challenges. There are no problems. Nothing. But wherever you are right now, there is a next level that is up there. And then the next term is life and destiny. Life and destiny. You are alive today, that means there is life. If you are born again, then there is destiny. How do I find staying power? There is a story that my family and I read last week, and it was talking about Peter. You know, remember the story of how Herod seized Peter? And he wanted to execute him just like he did James, because everybody was happy that he executed James. Just like people are happy today when people talk about the pastor and then they want to do more. Now, they wanted to execute Peter, and he was in the prison. They didn't even tell us that Peter was praying. Peter was sleeping. Maybe he was resting his confidence in God. He was just ready to die. He already saw Jesus crucified and he was like, okay, it's my turn. Let me just rest. He wasn't praying. Unlike Paul and Silas that were praying and praising God, Peter did not do anything. Yet God came for the rescue. See, it's not every situation in life that you have to do something. There are times that God will just look at you and his mercy, he will just come and pull you out, because there is a power that is required beyond your power. Peter was resting. In fact, his case was a closed case. Peter did not carry guns. He did not carry sword. Nothing. He was just talking, preaching Jesus. And yet, they tied his leg, they tied maybe his hands, and still put him between two soldiers. and the angel came. Tapping, the chains fell off, he was released, and he left. What are we saying here? Peter was released by God. That means there is an ability that God can bring your way that can just make all those challenges as if they are nothing. And I pray for everyone today that the same thing will happen to you. You will come back with your testimonies that, you know what, God is the one that did it. There are things in my life I could say, okay, I prayed, I did this, I did that. But there are some things that I know that God is the one who did it by himself. And I pray that you have that testimony in the name of Jesus. And else, let's look at that story again, the story of Peter. After he was released, you know, he didn't do anything, so to say. They were praying for him, of course. Some people were praying for him. And that's how, for some of us, people are praying for us. We don't even know anything about it. May you never lack people praying for you in Jesus' name. And guess what? Peter was released. The gates opened and he was taken. In fact, he was thinking that he was dreaming because he was sleeping before. So he thought he was still dreaming until the angel left. And now there was a season that he had to do something for himself. There are times that God will do everything. And then there are times, in fact, most times, for you to get to your next level, you will have to do some things. Peter now began to walk now because he's been rescued. There's no need for the angel to now be there physically to rescue him again. He's been rescued. And he walked up to the door. He knocked the first time. He knocked again. Then his servant came, checked. Oh, this is Peter. I mean, I don't understand. Somebody has been bound. The moment they opened the door, they closed it again. The servant closed it again and went upstairs to go and tell them. She was rejoicing and telling them, instead of opening the door for him to come in, how do you open the door and close it again for someone you know? However, that is how life is for many of us. Sometimes there will be a situation like that you know this door should be opening, but it's not opening. Staying power will require that you keep knocking and knocking and knocking. They said Peter continued to knock. After I've been rescued from the lion's den, so to say, why will I get to my own house and then they will not open the door? He kept knocking. The lesson for us today is this: find staying power. Don't get tired. You will keep knocking that door until it opens. The Bible says, for everyone, not some people, everyone who knocks, the door shall be open. It says, seek, you will find. If you find staying power by prayer, by reading the word of God, you will see it. He said, everyone that seeks, finds. Everyone that knocks, the door is opened. And I pray for everyone today that as we keep knocking those doors of opportunities, those doors of promises that God has given to you and I, it will be open. It will be easy in the name of Jesus. They opened for him because he didn't stop knocking. If he stopped, they would think maybe it's not Peter. But because he didn't stop, they opened. And he did it again. Just like Isaac, he kept digging. He kept digging. He kept digging until there was rest. The only time you can rest as a child of God is when you already have obtained the promise. When you have already obtained what God said. We're going to look at the examples of some people in the Bible who actually exemplified this topic today. They bounced up or rebounced after it looked like they were going down. Number one is Abraham. At 75, there was nothing about his life. And then this guy kept knocking, knocking, believing, having faith until he got the promise. Abraham got the promise. There was an example that we're going to look at now. Now, they took by force the family of Abraham, even though this guy has not done well to him, Lot and his family. What did Abraham do? Abraham did not say, oh my God, and I brought this boy home. No, Abraham equipped himself. He found staying power. He found ability. And he said, you know what? I'm going to recover everything the enemy stole. That is the posture that you and I should have. That no matter what you are going through, you're going to say like Abraham, you know what? I'm going to equip myself by prayer, by fasting, by getting advice, by getting counsel. And then I'm going to bounce forward. I'm going to take back whatever the enemy has taken. He bounced back. He brought his family back. Everything. Not only that, he rescued other people. He fought for different nations. And then he was the hero. He became an emperor because he equipped himself. So you need to find the staying power and the ability The ability is there. Equip it with the power within that comes through the power of God, and then you will see that you can recover. The next person is Moses. Moses' case was supposed to be closed. After he killed someone for the Hebrews, he was supposed to be doing the right thing, and then the people he was fighting for began to speak against him, and he ran away. His life was supposed to have ended. His deliverance ministry that maybe he has been finding in himself should have ended. But guess what? Moses, after he heard the word of God, he rebounded. He bounced up again, went to the same place they were looking for him, and did what nobody has done before, and he became the greatest deliverer ever known in Israel, apart from Jesus. The same way you and I can bounce up again. Maybe you made mistakes. He made a mistake that chased him out of his palace, so to say. But you know what? He bounced up again. You and I can still bounce up. Now let's look at the example of Esau. Esau, of all people, Esau sold his birthright. And guess what? He was supposed to go down. And guess what his father told him? He said, when you are tired, you will also be blessed. He said, when you are tired of power of your brother or oppression or the whatever it is, he said, you also will be great. And guess what? Even though Esau sold his birthright, go and check, Esau still became super great, super blessed, super strong. You have not sold your birthright. You are a child of God. You are a bona fide child of God, which means you have every right to bounce up, whether you've made a mistake in any way, which brings us to the next story of Samson. Samson, with all the power, with all the grace that God has put upon his life, Samson went down by immorality. And yet, he still bounced back. As long as his ear was able to grow, he bounced back and he had more exploits than he was even when he was upstanding. That means for you and I, we can bounce up to next levels in life. See, all these people, Esau, Moses, Samson, they made mistakes, but they still bounced back. Which means that you and I, maybe you are still standing right in God, which gives you every right to bounce up. And then the last example is the example of Isaac. In the face of famine, Isaac thrived to next levels. He found staying power. How did he find his staying power? He heard the word of God. God told him, stay in this land and sow. And the same year, he reaped a hundredfold. He found staying power. Have you been doing that business and it looks like, man, why is it so slow? Why does it seem like it's not working? You know what? If you can hear the word of God, it will give you the staying power and the ability to bounce up to next levels. And Isaac, as he sowed, he became strong that a whole city envied him, and he was digging the wells over and over again. And today, what should we take away from this episode? Number one. Now, have you ever seen a graph before? I think everyone here has done one form of arithmetic or maths or the other. If you draw a graph, you know, most times the graph doesn't just go straight. It goes up and down, up and down. But what you are looking for eventually is not all these small points that went down. No, you are looking for the eventual end, where the graph will end up at the top. It may look as if it's going zigzag, but you know what? It's still going up. That's how it is most times for children of God. You are not going down. Every time you see the graph looking as if it's going down, no, they are just valleys that you pass through. They are just pathways that you pass through to go up. Eventually, look at it. There was a particular year, I was looking at my business and I thought, oh, everything was going down. Everything was going down. And by the time I checked the eventual summary of the whole year, I saw that everything that came in that year was more than all the years I've ever done business. There were so many things that looked like valleys, but at the end of the day, they were just passages, because I came out stronger and better through those valleys than even the years that I thought it was straight. So, whatever challenges you may be facing, whatever little things you are facing, no, they are not. They are just to strengthen you. They're just part of the path. At the end of the year, look at where you have been through. Look at what you have gone through. We see how much you have gone up. So, it doesn't mean you are going down. It only means you are going through to go up to next levels. When you want a ball to go up, just bounce it down on a hard floor and you will watch it bounce up. What do we call when you say recoil in a gun? It's talking about how the trigger went back to hit something that triggered it forward. It goes back just to go forward. When you take an arrow or a catapult, you pull it back so that it can go forward. Do you say that the stone is going back? No, the stone is just gathering staying power and ability to go up. In business too, when somebody has a lot of money, let's say you saved a lot of millions or thousands, and then you invest it as a capital, it looks as if you lost money because there is no guarantee that that business will grow. There's spiritual guarantee, but there's no natural guarantee that the business will grow. But when you sow that capital, you have faith and begin to work. And then it goes down to die, so to say. And then it begins to grow up. Because the way upwards is the way down first. The Bible says, if you want to live, you have to first die. You have to sow that seed in the floor, in the ground. And then that seed will die. Have you ever seen a seed sown before? It's actually kind of rottens. It dies. And then life just surges out of it. If you want to be a leading whatever in your field of endeavor, you need to serve first. That is the way. Down, up. You learn how to serve others by serving yourself first. So that bouncing will need some trigger, which means you pull yourself back. That moving back could be a time of discipline, a time of reading, a time of studying, fasting, prayer. When you fast, you are not eating. It's a form of dying. And then you begin to see the results. If you want to lead, you want to be a leader in your field, in your industry, find so many people to serve. That is the only way. You want a great business? It looks as if you lose money in form of capital, like I mentioned. But the seed goes down, it begins to go up. And remember today as we close, that our stability is only guaranteed in the word of God. The Bible says, just like we read before, that a wise man is likened to one man, to that same man, who built his house on the rock. Do you know what it takes to build the house on the rock? That means you have to eat the rock, break the rock, and plant the house, so to say, on the rock. At least I have some construction knowledge. What you do when you want to build a great house, you begin to go down and go wide. For example, every tree you see that is very tall and strong, the tree goes down and also goes vertical. It begins to spread its roots. The top root goes down, then the other roots begin to spread around so that that tree will have stamina. Our stamina is only built on the word of God. If, as a child of God, I want to succeed, I want to have good success. Remember, this podcast is good success. I want to have good success. See, I know philosophy, books, different things out there will help, but the only guarantee of what works is the word of God. Yes, I know I'm a young man. I know I'm just, you know, a brother. But I do know something, that every stage of my life that worked well, there were things I found in the word of God. And then they did not change. They succeeded against all odds. In fact, they were so easy because I just found them in the word of God. And then lastly today, the other thing we need for stability and growth and ability is patience. The Bible says, after we have done the will of God, we need patience. Peter preached, he did everything he should do. However, when they arrested him, he was just there patiently. Maybe in the trust that Jesus will come and save him. Whatever, you know what? But he had patience. Isaac had patience because he sowed in that same year. The Bible said he sowed, and that same year he reaped a hundredfold. Maybe 6 months, 12 months, there was a waiting period. Every time you are sowing, every time you are sowing your prayers, trust me, I know something. If I don't know anything in this Christian walk, I know God answers prayers. If you have been sowing your seed of prayers, your seed of fastings, your seed of soul winning, your seed of serving God, it does not go without a reward. It does not. It will not go without a reward if you don't give up. The only person who fails in the kingdom is the person who gives up. If you don't give up, you will surely thrive. Over the weekend, you know, I belong to the Winners family and we are celebrating 43rd anniversary. We just stumbled on a video online of 1987 of Bishop Oyedepo preaching. And we were just looking at the video like, how can somebody be so consistent all these years? He has found what we call stability and staying power. In that video, he was even mentioning the gate of Islam will not prevail against the church. I said, Not be today. We are talking about somebody mentioning those things in the midst of Islam. That's staying power. And he's still doing the same today. He's still not scared today. Men, we need staying power. That is the only way we can thrive and succeed in any area of life. Don't let any challenge bring you down. If you can believe in the word of God, if you can find it written in the word of God, I can guarantee that it will come to pass, because God never lies. That's the end of the episode today. Okay, let's just pray. Father, let everyone return back with testimonies next week in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. See you next week. Please invite someone. I'm so happy for everyone that came today. Everyone that has not come for a long time coming also. Thank you for coming. God bless you all. And share with everyone. Share it on your status. Share it on your social media platforms. And God bless you all in Jesus' name. See you next week. And remain ever blessed. Amen. Bye, everyone.
A good success has come.